This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yemi, we are in Kalin. Yud Dalid Dalid. Yeah, but Yud Dalid Dalid. And Hey. And we may actually spring for Vav. It's a short one. So I think I'm going to try to do Yodad through Yodoy. Okay? Ready, Rabbi Say? Let's chazer yesterday. Yesterday, Beis and Gimel. Let's go. Beis. Here we go. If you have a makel, a wooden staff, at the end of it you made some sort of masmer, some sort of knob. That was like a chaziona. That was like a iron banger, and you hit people with it. Hopefully not good people. It's tameh, even though it's pshute kli eitz, but the ikur is the metal part. Simroi, if it has, what was it again? You put in studs, mashukaze, something studs, right? Is that, I think I got that right. If you put studs, it's tameh. Okay? Because you really, studs, to really hurt a guy.
Knob.
Yeah, but the knob has in it studs. Shimon says you have to have three rows of studs. Less than that, we say it's only for beauty. And it's not the ikar akli.
Spikes,
okay, that's the word, spikes. All right. Sorry, spikes. Anything that's made for noi is tahar. If these knobs or spikes are made for beauty, then that's not the ikar akli, it's tahar. If you made at the end of your staff a menakes, some sort of metal tubing that protects it, or at the bottom of your door to protect your door from the ground, then it's tahara. Why is it tahara?
The door is part of the house. The house is part of the house. Ground.
Because the reason is, yeah, it's part of the ground. This tube is serving your makel. It's not the ikar akli. We have to talk about a door that's being movable, because if it's a door attached to the ground, then there would be nothing to talk about. So we're talking about a door that's movable. It's like a chest or some sort. Okay, Rabbi Sai? And we're saying today is that what? That this metal tubing is there to serve it. Fine. Weiter. If it was originally a kli and now you attached it to me, it's still makabotom. It does not mevatel it for the shame kli. It's not called a shune maisa. But when would be it considered ruining it enough, changing it enough, should I say, that it's now no longer makabotom? Beshame says when you ruin it, mechabel. Vesilo says, mishchaber. What's mechaber? According to Beisilo, you attach it with nails. That does the trick. Mishnah Gimel, the cantor, which was the like pole, the rod,
builder's bar,
and the dukkar, what's the dukkar again?
The carpenter's spike.
Our tame, yeah, they're cleates, makabotum, and matem is pshuti cleates. Okay. Tent pegs, pegs of the surveyors are tame, even though they are put into the ground, but they are things that are movable, they're tame. Okay. If a person has chains of surveyors, it's tame. Got that, everybody say? Chains of surveyors is tame. Fine.
Because they have a name?
Because they're used. Chains are used to bind up wood or tar. It's not really considered a function. There's some discussion on that exactly. Chains of a large pail, the first four tfachim are considered a yad because they use it to grip it. After that, it's too heavy to pull from so far, but the katan would even be 10 tfachim to be considered a yad. A base of your bellows, which is metal, pshutei kli matech, is called a chamar, is tame. If you have a saw, this was a case of, I don't know what happened here exactly. You took a saw and you put it into your doorway. That's a very normal thing to do. So it's still in the Kabbalah Tomei. I totally missed this one. There must be something I'm missing. It must be something I'm missing here. Why would you do such a thing? It's like, okay, put your saw in your doorway. It's a good, very safe thing to do. Fine. It's not considered Shem Shekarka. You can still use it. Why is it not considered attached to the ground? Because you didn't actually stick it in that well. If you nailed it, it would be tar. Uh-huh. If you put it in the other way with the spike sticking into the doorway, thank you very much. That's probably a kind thing to do. Someone walking your door shouldn't get cut up. Then it's tahira.
They did funny things in those days.
Please don't try this at home. Then it's tahira, I guess, because then you ruined it. Even if you did not nail it in. All lids are tahar. Okay, I think we spoke about this a couple times. Because they don't have a function. They don't have a shem levi. Except the mechon, except the urn. That's mekabel tum. All right? Fine. Right, Rabbi say? Mishnah Daled. Hatimeyin Shebi Agal. Let's go over all the parts of a wagon, specifically the yoke of the wagon. And we'll talk of them one by one. Each one is being used. Each one, they say each one is, they do come apart, and all these parts are used together. Each one has its own malacha and has a shem b'fnei atzmai. It's a kabotum b'fnei atzmai. Okay, I don't really understand all these rules. It has a shem b'fnei atzmai. It could function on its own. I thought, it's part of a big yoke. How could it function on its own? But okay, apparently, what do I know? Not much. Ha'ol shel mateches, the yoke. Okay, the yoke would be that top bar. Metal. Pshutei kli mateches mekabel tuma. Next, Katrov. Katrov is the bottom pole. Fair enough.
Crossbar.
Okay. Next, Knafayim, the ends, Hamekabas or Tzus, that you stick through it, straps. These Knafayim, these half moon things, go into the Katrov. And sometimes they're there for beauty, then they would not have tuma. Barzel shtachas saver beima, iron underneath its neck, keeps its neck in place, okay, good. Asoymech, this is the pole, the ring in the middle of the oil that pulls the wagon with that. That's a very important piece, obviously.
That's why they call it the pulling ring.
Machger, some sort of harness, that's what they call it. Okay, over its neck. Tamchuyos is a plate.
Metal plate.
This goes on its neck. Underneath the awl. Why is it called a plate? I'm not sure what's a plate about it. It doesn't look like anything any of us would eat on. Inbal. It says inbal.
Clapper.
The clapper?
Yep.
That's the stick in the bell. You need that to teach you where the shvarim are. You could listen to them. Tsinaira?
Hook.
What are you doing with this hook?
Holds the wagon load.
Holds the wagon load, okay. Masmer and a nail, Mechabeshkul attaches all of them. Is it considered a klitashim mekabel tuma? But just there for beauty, not. Mishnah hey, hat tahirin shebagal. Now the tahirin, all up at top of it's wood and just covered with metal because the ikur is wood and specifically kli eights. Good. Ukenafai, Mesos and Ayaf, those knifeim are just for beauty. Good. Shvayfar, it's called little pipes that make noise. That's just pleasant sounding. It's not really going to do you much. Ha'avar, you've been sad with the avar. What's the other chance of the avar? The lead?
Lead balls.
Lead balls next to its neck. What are these things for? For beauty. It's like a nice pair of earrings or something.
Decoration.
All right. Soyviv shall goggle the metal strap on the wheel. How do they call it? What do they call it? Metal?
The rim of the wheel.
Metal rim. So it goes on the outer part of the wheel. Tzipuyim.
Yeah.
No, I skipped. Hatasim. What are tasim?
Round sheets.
Metal boards on the behemoth for beauty. Tzipuyim. Metal coverings of kalim. Coatings. Because they're not the ikker. Shar kol mesmaris. All other nails. Artahirin. They're just for beauty. Sandalai behema, animal shoes. Shamatechos that are metal, artamei. So they have a function. But I don't know, they say a different reason. They say, no, really, they're just for beauty. Really? The animals like need like horseshoes, no? It's only horses. They say they're makabel tumah because people used to use them to drink from. Ew.
In the army. In the army, they would drink. They had nothing to
okay.
drink.
Okay. Why don't you just make yourself a cup? All right, fragnished.
They had the animals there. So
Shel sham, if it's made out of reeds, tahirin. Why? Because then they wouldn't use it, because I guess it would fall apart. Sayif, a sword, maybe it's a makabel tumah. When is it makabel tumah? Now, they say it's talking about a case where it got rusty and you're trying to fix it. You took off the rust. So the knife, I'm sorry, the sword, she offended when you smooth it. A sakin and the knife, mishyaschenu, when you sharpen it. What's the difference? They say as follows. A sayif just needs smoothing. But a sakin, a knife, no. You need to what?
Sharpen it.
Because Iker is using the sharpness of it. Mashenkin, the sword, what are you using? The force, the pressure. I guess, right?
Yes, that's what it says. You don't need to, you need it to be as sharp as a knife.
Okay, one more Mishnah. Let's go by Zakisui Tenesh Shamatechas. The metal basket cover. You made it into a mirror. Okay. It's nice, smooth, shiny. Rabbi Huda Mitai, you're still tar. Rechom Mitai, what's that in the Rabbi Huda says? It's still ikar for a cover. It's not makabel tumah. The Chum say no, now it has use. Now, what's the difference in the horseshoe? That everybody says it's makabel tumah, they have a footnote about that. Mara Shishbara, mirror brogim, inim a mirror, rev upon him. If you cannot see the majority of the face, Tahira, that's the cutoff for being Tahira. Everybody have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.